Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's poppin', my niggas? Hurricane Irma edition. Salutations, all man. PSA podcast. We in the building. You already know what it is, man. I'm gonna talk some battle rap. Appreciate for how we do it. We'll talk this, that, and the third. Let me get the homie in right quick. Hold up. Make sure he's on. Hold up. Hey, bro, you already know what it is, man. Hurricane Irma edition, man. Saturday night. You know, me and my brother do it, man. About to plug him in right quick. Get the bro quick. Sean, what's good, Margie?
Be safe. Be safe out there, man. Be safe out there. You heard?
It's getting crazy out here right quick. How are you, brother?
Chilling. Maintaining.
All right, my nigga, let's just get into this battle rap talk, man. All right, me and you, before this battle popped off, you are one of the few niggas that picked Arsenal to win this battle going in to the battle, and I picked Lola Lux to win, and obviously the battle came out, and I got Arsenal winning this battle 2-1. After the battle, Sean Murder Mook goes on IG and puts it out to the world to let us know that originally it was supposed to be him and Arsenal supposed to battle. That battle did not go down. For me as a battle rap fan, I thought that was bad timing on Murder Mook's part to actually do that right after the battle. Can we let Arsenal, you know, get his glory and let him do his 1-2? And then originally Snoop Dogg offered Mook some bread to battle Arsenal. He turned that down. And now Arsenal says, you know, Mook, what up? Let's get it popping for free for the fans. What do you think of this fiasco, my guy?
I think that if I've always said this and maintained this, if Mook wanted to battle, he would battle. It's really that simple. You know, when you don't want to battle, you price yourself out of the battle. You put a number that sponsors and people just can't realistically come up with that makes sense. Not only was it bad timing for him to say, oh, he should have been the one battling Arsenal. General consensus is Arsenal won the battle against Lux. And a lot of people who have Lux on a very, very high plateau for battle rap and lyricism, they're having a hard time accepting that Lux lost, to the point where I know some prominent MCs who are outright saying Lux won the battle. You know what I'm saying? It was so ingrained in their mind that they don't believe Arsenal is a better lyricist than Lux. Therefore, there was nothing Arsenal could do to win this battle. Case in point, people who pick Lux, people who watch this battle and say Lux won, would never going to give Arsenal a chance to win this. This is the equivalent to boxers going to a 12-round decision, and somebody wins it, and the judge is like, nope, we're going to give it to the other guy, despite what they saw. So, but back to Mook. First of all, it'll never happen the way Arsenal said, let's do it for the fans. It's never going to be for the fans. But to say that makes it unrealistic, okay? Mook is about his bread. He's about getting paid. He set off the infamous, I got 25K for Summer Madness 2, which a lot of people say was the beginning of the money era in battle rap. But I don't believe that Arsenal will battle unless somebody has a bag for Mook that he accepts. And I also believe if they battle, Mook is not going to get the bag he thought he was going to get.
Really?
I mean, he was acting for, like, look at the numbers he was asking for. They still don't have those numbers. They still don't have those numbers. And why are you putting it out there that, oh, I was supposed to battle Arsenal? Like, what was the whole purpose of that? I mean, why bring that attention onto yourself? You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand why he did it. And, you know, I believe Arsenal would battle him for free. If Mook said, yeah, I'm with it, let's do it, Arsenal would do it in a heartbeat, because I think that's how badly Arsenal wants to show the world where he stands against Mook, because he knows so many people like a Mickey Sacks, like a Button. They put Mook on such a plateau in battle rap that, you know, it's like he's on Mount Olympus. Like he's just this battle rap god that can't be rapped against. Well, when Lux stood in front of Arsenal showed you can stand in front of a dude and battle rap him. That's the great thing about battle rap. So I think Arsenal would in a heartbeat battle Mook for free. In no way in the world do I think Mook would battle Arsenal for free. Hell no.
You don't think, not for free. I totally agree with that. Is that something you want to see though?
I've wanted to see Arsenal battle Mook since 2011. That's a battle that I felt should always happen. I felt in 2010, 2011, 2012, in that 3-year period, I wanted Mook to battle Math Hoffa, Arsenal, and Hollow the Don. I wanted him to battle the main guys of the new era. At that point, you know, the guys who were ushering in the modern era of battle rap, I wanted him to battle those guys, and it never happened. He never actually battled anybody from the new era of battle rap.
What did you talk about when I had Joe Budden, Mickey Facts, and Big T on, and they were, I was a caping, hyping a Mook? What do you think about that?
It was anybody who follows battle rap knew you were listening to guys who don't know what's going on. Okay, Mickey Facts is different. Mickey Facts knows what's going on in battle rap. Okay, he's in tune. He's part of the culture. He absolutely knows. But Mickey Facts is like Skip Bayless is to the Dallas Cowboys. Mickey Facts is like Skip Bayless is to the San Antonio Spurs. Okay, meaning, if you're a Harlem MC, and if your name is Mook or J Mills, and if you battle on Lenox Avenue, you are the most unbeatable battle rapper on the planet Earth. So Mickey Facts does not have a true appreciation, in my humble opinion, for the modern era of battle rap. He never thought Danny Myers was good. I don't think he thinks Tay-Rock is all that, like he told us on the show. So he just doesn't respect the new generation of battle MCs just based on the way he tweets and the way he talks about them. And he obviously thinks Mook is unbeatable. As for Joe Budden just doesn't know what's going on in battle rap. He just has no idea. A way I would put it is Joe Budden knows mainstream battle rap. Mainstream battle rap is the names that everybody knows. Math, Hollow,
right.
Surf, Mood, Daylight, like that's the thing. But if you go underground and you go Jesse West, you go Strange the Wordplay King from back in the days, like if you just name like underground battle MCs who don't have views, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Guys from Street Status, like SK. He doesn't know about these guys. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga take it back.
It has to be standard URL, potentially King of the Dot because of Drake. So when he comes off and gives these strong opinions on battle rap, me personally, he doesn't know what he's talking about at all. So I don't take it. I don't even take it with a grain of salt. It's actually insulting.
Insulting?
Yeah, it's insulting. Because I can understand if someone who's in the culture, who's a diehard battle rap fanatic, is saying battle rap is like dead, right? Like Joe Budden is saying. But it's not dead. You know, to say it's dead and then you're about to have a lit summer madness, that doesn't even make sense.
It's a lit summer madness. We hope.
Okay. A Super Bowl is always lit if the game is boring. If the game is boring, that's not going to stop the sponsor. That's not going to stop everybody from being at the Super Bowl. That's not going to stop it from being the most watched show. Summer Madness is considered the Super Bowl of battle rap. Joe Budden is making a declarative, definitive declaration battle rap is dead. And not only is it insulting, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, we've had these conversations, though, fam. Me and you've had them conversations off air and on air. You know what I'm saying?
And we can do because we will talk about a Loso battle, right? We'll talk about the bullpen battle league. I'm not sure Joe Budden knows about that battle league. You know what I'm saying? Never talks about it. Realistically, he didn't know about the new generation of rappers in actual hip hop. So why would I think he would know about underground or the new MCs in battle rap when he doesn't even DJ Academic has to school him and educate him on who all the new little this guy, little that guy, little that guy. You know what I'm saying? Rightfully so, everybody in battle rap, was offended, and they all have strong opinions against what Joe Budden said. I'm someone who's on the side of battle rap and the battle rap community. Okay? That's where I stand. I'm on the side of the battle rappers when it comes to is battle rap dead. When you say something is dead, let me tell you what dead means. Disco is dead. Video cassettes are dead. That's what dead means. Dead means something that's not coming back. Do you understand that? That's what dead means. Right. So when you declare battle rap dead, what are you saying? You're saying the genre of battle rap, where MCs battle each other, is over. Well, geez, I don't know if Eminem agrees with you because he just put out a goddamn movie called Body.
Wow, good point. Great point.
I guess Eminem doesn't agree with you. You know what I'm saying? So if you love battle rap and you're into battle rap blogs and you watching it and you following it and then you hear Joe Budden come out of left field and say battle rap,
really? Why do you think
Mickey Fax is agreeing with him?
Why do you think Mook is held to a high regard between the industry rappers?
Because
even though Joe Budden is close to the culture.
Because the industry rappers are like Joe Budden, they don't know about battle rap. They don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know this.
All right, let's cut the bullshit. Is Murder Mook Mount Rushmore?
No.
Think a lot of people feel the way you feel? Or
I think industry people put him on Mount Rushmore because the affinity for the Smack DVDs. When you think Smack DVDs, Mook is the battle rapper who was the most prominent, right? So when you think battle rap, you're like, oh, yeah, remember the Mook on them battle rap? Mook was crazy. And that's absolutely correct. Mook is a Smack DVD pioneer. He's a Smack DVD legend in battle rap.
I'm confused about is why would Mook not take a nigga like Arsenal? A nigga like Arsenal. Like, you're talking about a nigga who got views out the wazoo in his motherfucking culture. Has Arsenal done more for battle rap than Murder Mook?
Absolutely. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Not close?
It's not even close. What has Mook done for battle rap in the last 8 years compared to what Arsenal has done? It's not even a debate. Like, make the case for Mook. If you want to play devil's advocate and make the case of what Mook has done for battle rap, tell me what Mook has actually done for battle rap compared to Arsenal, who actually battles, promotes battles all over the world, is the most viewed battle rapper. I mean, it's not even.
That's true.
It's not even close.
That's true.
It's not even close.
I mean, DNA,
you know?
Neck and neck, pause. Anyway, that's what it is, man. I just want to get that out, man. My nigga, let's do appreciation, man. Let's go to Brooklyn right quick. I say Big Daddy Kane, my nigga. You say what?
I say the BIGDADDYKANE, I'm good and plenty, serving many and any. Competition, wishing for an expedition, I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Big Daddy Kane was Biggie before Big, and he was Jay-Z before Jay-Z in New York City. Anybody hearing this want to dispute that? Anybody want to dispute in 1988 and in 1999, if you're old enough, and you listened to hip-hop, that Big Daddy Kane wasn't that dude? As I designed the Genuine Line, now who flat top rule in 89? Well, I had a flat top. Every nigga in Brooklyn had a flat top. Every nigga in Brooklyn had a flat top, just like Kane.
Was it because of Kane, though? Because even though kids from Kid and Play, you know, but was it Kane who really started off us rocking the fade?
It's not that Kane started it off, but Kane, Scoob and Scrap, they're very influential. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a teenager.
Wait, slow down for the slow niggas. Hold on. Slow down for the slow niggas who might not know those names you just dropped. Scoob and Scrap, Lover, Dancers for Big Daddy Kane, man. They might not know where you're going
with that. In that era of hip-hop, everybody had dancers. Heavy D had dancers. MC Light had dancers. Coogee Rap had dancers. Sean and Kenny, MC's Light dancers, was named Leg 1, Leg 2. EPMD had dancers. I mean, rappers had dancers, and rappers did dance routines. Believe it or not, Big Daddy Kane danced. So imagine being an illest MC, but then you busting out ill dance moves because it was regular. It was
my
regular.
Nigga, how did Kane rock a MCM jacket down to the damn ankles and still bust dances, get his routine, and get back to the rhyme? Like, and that shit was ill.
Kane was a great entertainer. Kane was a pioneer because Kane pioneered so many things in hip hop. Kane was trying to be Flossy. When Kane was trying to be Flossy and dressed up in suits, everybody ridiculed him and made fun of him. Yet, the prominent Brooklyn rappers after him started wearing suits, started dressing up in high fashion. When Kane tried to do it, everybody made fun of him. You know what I'm saying? But before all of that, let's get back to Kane. Kane was a raw MC in an era where it was all about rhyming and being lyrical. Big Daddy Kane is the same age as Jay-Z. Jay-Z is someone that a lot of people consider the greatest rapper of all time. They freely throw around the word, he's the GOAT, he's the GOAT. Well, in 1988 and 1987, when Kane had Raw, Here I Am, R-A-W, when he had Just Rhyming with the Biz, well, it's the Kane in the flesh. Of course I'm fresh. Oh, my God. When I heard that, I was like, I don't know who this nigga is, but he was dead nice. I mean, I can't even explain what it – well, I can't explain it. Whatever you guys think of Biggie or Jay-Z or new generation guys, what y'all think when y'all hear a Kendrick verse or y'all hear a J. Cole verse or y'all hear a Big Sean verse, and to y'all, how great that sounds to y'all, that's what Kane was. Like, we had an era when we had three MCs like that. We had Kane, G-Rap, Rakim, Kerris. We had our own version of that in that era, in the late 80s.
And talk about those names you just said, Rakim, Kane, KRS, G-Rap, and Slick Rick. Those were the driving forces, would you say, of the 80s, though? And LL, of course, pardon me, Run DMC, of course. But those guys really took the mid-80s going into the 90s and took it to another level, did they not?
To me, they ushered in the golden era of hip-hop because everybody in the golden era of hip-hop was influenced by them. I remember when KRS had a song where he said, all you guys respect Tupac, but Tupac look up to me, which was true. Tupac had to listen to something. He's from the East Coast. He listened to KRS-One. There's no question. There was a great song that Big Daddy Kane was on called Self-Destruction, where they took the best MCs from New York and put them on a positive song about black-on-black crime and we shouldn't be doing black-on-black crime. So just imagine if you got J. Cole, Kendrick, Future, whoever's the best MC, and all got a song together. stop Black from Black.
Man, hold on one second. Yo. We have a special guest on the line. All right? I'm about to call the man right now. Man. Let's get this brother in. We're going to check with him. Legend. The battle rap. We to this smoke up the campfire.
What's goody? What's goody, man?
What's up, my brother? How are you, man? Me and my brother Sean up here just chopping it up. What's good, Oz?
Ain't shit, man. I'm cool. I'm living life, enjoying my retirement. Just trying to stay away from these fuck niggas, you know?
Well, let me ask you, is some of the fuck niggas is ruffling your feathers a little bit?
Niggas just do funny shit, man. Niggas be funny, man. Everybody. It's like everybody want attention, man. When they not being talked about, when they battles not doing a million in 3 weeks like me and Lux, you know, when they get paid 20 bands for niggas to walk out of a 5-round battle, you know.
Oh shit! Damn.
When they only got 40 grand to sign the Busta's label and shit like that, you know, they get mad at a nigga, like, because I'm doing me. You know.
I don't understand. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, so we was talking about you potentially battling Mook. And I said definitively.
It ain't, hey man, it's not happening. Let me stop it for y'all right now. It's not happening, right? The nigga, look, I'm going to be 100 with everybody, man. Mook don't want no problem with me, like, as far as battle rap. Like, I don't think he want to battle nobody. After his last performance with Lux, you know, he felt like he got lucky with that. You know, he did his little numbers and shit. It still wasn't super duper impressive to nobody, but, you know, Lux is just a space cadet now, so he just be rapping about all type of shit, so it's easy to beat him, you know? And Mook is just feeling like he's just a god. Like, it's funny to me, man, because, like, a nigga, like, bro, like, you're a legend because you were a fucking pioneer. Like, that does not make you a legend. I'm sorry. Like, just because you started out when the shit really started and got popular does not make you a legend. You know what I'm saying? You ain't put in as much work as rookies. You ain't put in as much. Mook don't got as much. Chess got more battles than Mook. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got nothing but love for Mook. But the shit that he did the other day was kind of corny. Now, yes, I'm going to tell y'all the story. 2 weeks ago, August 25th, I saw a blog. Mook did a blog. And he said he won 250 grand or 350 grand. Like, and I just couldn't believe it because this is a culture that I helped put on my back, my nigga, like that I've helped build from the bottom since when he started. You feel what I'm saying? So for you to ask for numbers like this when you know it's no way a league can even recoup that type of money for you, none of that shit. Like, it's like, how dare you? Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really did nothing to even ask for that. Your last battle was subpar. Your battle before that was horrible. The hoodie that you wore versus Solomon was some bullshit. It's just like, what are
Damn.
You doing? It's like, what are you doing, my nigga? You sitting here, and I feel like, yo, bro, you asking for this money because you know you ain't going to get it. You know ain't nobody going to pay you $250,000 to battle somebody. You know that. Niggas ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's just not. In this lifetime, it's not happening. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and he knows this. So this is what he asked for because his legacy is people like Joe Buttons who's calling him the GOAT when the nigga ain't did no GOAT shit. Like, niggas can't name me one thing that Mook did for the culture that was really for the culture. Mook ain't never set nobody up to get no money. He ain't never put nobody on. You know, Dot Mob is his crew, but what has he done, like, for them? Like, what has he done to put money in Rex pocket, Tayshaun pocket? Like, all them Dot Mob, like, what has he done, my nigga? Like, what has he done for battle rap? Nigga, he didn't even want to participate in Total Slaughter. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be the overseer. He didn't want to participate in Snoop's Gladiator School. He wanted to host the shit. Like, bro, what are you doing for the culture, my nigga? Like, you're not doing shit. You trying to hold his name up because you an old nigga that all the old niggas that rap respect because you was the nigga that started when they was back in the day. Like, all these niggas look at Mook and say, yeah, he's the GOAT. The shit, like, come on, bro. None of the shit Mook said in none of his last battles would beat any of the shit that these new niggas are saying nowadays. Nothing. So I just don't understand it. Like, you got to prove yourself, bro. You got to prove yourself. You can't go and beat another old nigga and think you that nigga. You beat a nigga that you came in with that beat you the first time y'all battled. Like, you beat a nigga Solomon, another nigga you came in with. You know what I'm saying? Battle one of these little young hungry niggas. Go battle Briz Rothstein. Go battle with Chess. Go battle B. Nigga, I hear you. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can't stand in the ring with these niggas, bro. And it's real. That's real shit.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Arsenal taking all them niggas. Arsenal took all them niggas, bro. Arsenal ain't run from nothing. Arsenal, oh, you want Brit? Oh, you this nigga coming? This, they want me to battle him? Boom. Is the check right? All right, let's get it. Like, ain't no debating. That's because I want the culture to grow. I want these little young niggas to get a shot. I don't give a fuck. Me and Briz at a million. Everybody that I battle, all these little young niggas, like, bruh, it's crazy to me, bro. It's crazy to me how niggas act like Jay-Z can say he's the GOAT. You know why? Because he had the world for 10 summers. He put out an album every year. He was consistent. He ain't backed down from shit. Jay-Z was everywhere. He was doing this. He did this for hip-hop. He started Rock Nation. He started fucking Rockefeller Records. He did all of this shit. He made Rockaware. What has Mook done for this culture besides ask for more money than he deserves?
Boss, let me ask you a question real quick. When, after your battle with Lux, right, and you soak into your glory, niggas giving you on social media, I'm pretty sure you left the event. People felt you lost. You won that 2-1 or whatever. Did it really bother you? How pissed off were you when Mook went on IG Live and then, you know, he put it out there that y'all were supposed to battle, but, you know, for whatever reason, he turned it out.
No, he wasn't
supposed
to battle,
right?
Honestly. He wasn't supposed to battle. You know what I'm saying? I called Mook a few days before we even put the polls out or anything. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to see who wanted to do the battle. And you can ask around. I called Hollow. You know what I'm saying? Hollow was like, bro, I'll take ours, but it'll have to be after September or October, he said, because he got shit coming up. He kept it 100. You feel me? I called Mook. I told Mook, boom, I got a certain amount of money for you. What you trying to do? On my child, that nigga said, that might work. I said, yo, let me know, because I can bring you the half. And I keep it funky with you. I told him I got 40 grand for you. I said I got 20 cash on me right now. And that's on my child. I had 20 bands in my hand. Called this man. I said I got 20 cash for you. I'll bring it to you in the morning. I give you 40 for the battle. What you want to do? He said, that sound like we might be able to do that. I'm going to call you back. Nigga never called my phone back. This was before the polls went out. This was before anything. You know what I'm saying? So obviously the nigga ain't want to do it. So then we put polls out, you know what I'm saying? Lux win the poll. That don't how you mad because the man win and try to say I rigged it and all this extra shit. Like, bro, if you would have won the poll, bro, bro, check me out. I only offered. Listen, this listen to what I'm saying. This is what niggas don't realize. I told you I had the bag for whoever. Just because I offered you 40, nigga, that's an offer. Don't you know if a nigga your first offer? When Smack and them call me and they tell me they got a certain amount of money, don't you know that I know that they got more than what they just offered me? That's just an offer? That's the first offer? So if a nigga call you and tell you he got 40 for you, how much you really think he, like, you know what I'm saying? That was the first offer. He ain't even do no negotiation. He told me, that might work, and never called me back. That's his loss, my nigga. Don't get mad. And then try to make up a story. They changed it because he ain't have what I wanted. Nigga, he didn't even try to negotiate. And that's on my child. That man didn't even try to negotiate that time. And mind you, y'all already know he turned down 75 from the white boy, Ted Grizzle, back in 2014. And he turned down what Snoop offered him. I'm not even going to say what Snoop offered him because that's the big homie. I ain't even going to put that out there. But niggas already know, like, bro, this man is he's crazy, bro. He don't want no money. It ain't about the money. It's about him keeping his legacy. He don't want to lose. He don't want to lose his his GOAT status that all of these dumbass niggas is giving him. So in order to keep that, he knows he cannot lose a battle. So he picks and chooses the battles he know he will win. He knew he was going to beat Solomon at that time. All the racist shit that was going on, the Trayvons and all that shit.
Right, Trayvon and shit, yeah.
Put the hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? He knew he was going to win that bout. You know what I'm saying? That was a no-brainer. He had enough on Lux that he knew he was going to beat Lux. I knew I was going to beat Lux. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
Hold on, Oz. You really feel Mook felt he was going to beat Lux on Total Slaughter?
Yeah,
he felt that way.
Yeah, he felt that way. He knew he was going to beat him. I feel like he did. I feel like he knew he was going to do it. Honestly, I'm telling you, bro. This man is intelligent. He's not dumb. So with a nigga like me, he gonna ask for ridiculous money. You feel me? Cause he got 30 grand of that. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Niggas can say, oh, you watching a man's pockets. You shouldn't be tough, bro. Nigga, I'm just keeping it funky. You taking 20 from Smack, 30 from Total Slaughter. I'm still offering you 10 more than that, 20 more from that. Like, nigga, you can't take that to battle me. But if I told him I had 40 for him versus a fucking nigga that he knew he was going to beat, I guarantee you he would have took it. You understand what I'm saying?
Check this out. Do you think because Mook knows that a lot of industry rappers don't know enough about battle rap, so he's around Busta, he got Joe Budden running around calling him the GOAT, when you know these guys really don't follow the culture like that, that he feels that he can just get away with just not battling nobody and still be put on Mount Rushmore?
Bro, Mook does not deserve to be on Mount Rushmore, bro. I'm sorry. Like, if you and you're a blogger and you've been in this for years, if you can't tell me Mook is on your Mount Rushmore and be serious, I know you can't.
I'm not telling you. What I'm telling you is that mainstream rappers who do not follow this culture, they put them on this high plateau. We were just talking earlier. Joe Budden doesn't know a lot about battle rap. So for him
to even say battle rap is dope, you can't, like, bro, let Joe Budden just live and have his baby. I don't even got nothing to say about Joe Budden no more. It's all the shit that I don't, man, listen, bro. Let them niggas have their opinions, bro. But we all know as active battlers and bloggers and being in this culture, Mook does not deserve to be on Mount Rushmore. Lux does not deserve to be on Mount Rushmore. Point blank, period. They are pioneers.
You said Lux? You said Lux should not be on Mount Rushmore either?
I don't believe so. I feel like Lux has done more than Mook, because Lux actually gave niggas like myself, Kayshawn, all of us, Goods, Ice, Rich Dollars, everybody. He gave us a platform, Tech N9ne. But just by him giving us a platform, that's a big thing for the culture. But how long did the Lions then last? The Lions then lasted maybe 365 days, a whole year, as far as the DVD era of the Lions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once they business got fucked up, that shit diminished. And it was over. You ain't hear Lions then no more. Then you had Ice have to get hit.
And it's from zero.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
You feel me? Gladiator shit. That had to pop off. Then what happened with that? That shit went down the drain. U-Dub, Arse got his league in 2012. And you see where my shit at. My shit ringing. And it's going to continue to ring. Because I know what I'm doing. And I know what these niggas want. I know what they need because I am one of them. And I treat my peers like I wanted to be treated. So you can't just put a nigga on Mount Rushmore because Mook, like I said, Mook is a great rapper. He's intelligent, but he don't deserve to be on battle rap Mount Rushmore. Lux is a great rapper, but it's the work. You have to – everybody always – it is about the work you put in, not just who you battle. Like he say, it's not about the battles. It's who the bouts you took. That's not true. Because if Floyd Mayweather only fucking fought 6-7 times, and he could have fought Tyson, fucking everybody. He could have fought the top of the top, but if he only had 6 fights, he would not be the greatest boxer of all time. I tell you that for sure. You feel what I'm
saying?
Let
me ask you.
If the Steelers ain't have 6 Super Bowl rings, how could y'all, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be the Steelers. If the Cowboys ain't have 5, you wouldn't be able to, you know what I'm saying? You can't just say, because, you know, he's a pioneer that he goes down in the history book. Like,
so early, early, your boss, early in our show, we were talking about you and Mook, and I said clearly that you would battle Mook for free in a heartbeat. And I said Mook would not battle you for free because I believe you know you can beat him in a battle rap. That's accurate, right?
Bruh, just like I told y'all niggas, bruh. See, this is what niggas don't realize. When I tell you that I know too much about these niggas, man, I've been around them. I've been around the niggas that they've been around. I've been around the niggas they've been around. Like, bro, I got a phone call last night. Somebody called me thinking that shit was serious. I had to calm my man down. He like, what? Nigga, we run up on that nigga right now. I'm like, bro, it ain't even that. This is battle rap. Like, don't even take, please, don't even think it's like that. Like, niggas don't realize, bro, I know too, like, bro, come on, man. These niggas ain't like that, man. They not, bro. It's a culture. I'm doing this for the culture. We ain't going to take it nowhere else. Ain't no beef. I ain't got no beef with the nigga. Niggas, that ain't even what it is. But
just battle rap.
When it come to these niggas, like, dog, too much done happened to y'all. Ain't nothing ever happened to me. Like, too much done happened to y'all. Y'all niggas be getting beat up, pistol whipped, all this extra dumb, corny shit. Like, bruh, it's too much that's happened to these niggas for them to beat me. I'm too intelligent. I will put that shit together so well that it's no way you gonna beat me, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. When it comes to, like, bro, when I want to, like, let me tell y'all something about Arsenal. Now, I've lost a lot of love for the sport. I have. You feel me? That's another one of the reasons that I'm retiring. Not just because I don't have nobody else to battle, because I can always do rematches. I can easily go and tell a league right now if I needed some money, boom, I'll battle this nigga again. Or I'll take these new niggas. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. But I'm really for the culture. I don't want to just go battle just for money. Because it don't make sense. Because who wants to watch me battle a nigga that don't make no sense? Like, why would I be battling Danny Myers or... You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. There's no history behind
it. You wouldn't come back
like
for Tavon? You wouldn't come back for Tavon?
They already battled you, though. Forget they battled you, though.
Yeah, I battled Tavon already. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Yeah, you battled you, though.
This is what I'm saying. I battled everybody, bro. I battled everybody. Only person I haven't battled was Mook. You know what I'm saying? And I'm honestly not even, like, I retired, bro. I'm not interested. Only thing that caught my eye is, bro, I put that post 2 weeks ago, bro, and he responded to it the day I posted it. So why wait 2 weeks to bring it back up and try to get your fans to go against me? That's all I'm saying. You feel me? Like, bro, I see if he didn't see that shit and it just was brought to his attention yesterday. But my nigga, when I first said that, like, yo, this nigga asked you for $250K. If you want $250K, you better go to a clan meeting, nigga. Like, I was being funny, you know what I'm saying? But I said that 2 weeks ago, and he immediately responded to me like, bro, why you watching my pockets? That ain't what niggas do. Cool, I left it alone. So you wait 2 weeks later to take a screenshot of it and then post it on your Instagram because you bored and ain't nobody talking about you. And you write this whole long-ass paragraph. Like a hurt girlfriend. That's what your hurt girlfriend do. When you see a paragraph like that, you done did some shit that was wrong. You feel me? He wrote this long ass passage. He wrote this long ass passage over some shit that he's seen already. Like, that's what's killing me. Like, why would you even bring that back to the light when you already addressed the situation? You told me 2 weeks ago, Ars, that's not cool. You shouldn't be worried about what I'm getting or what I'm asking for. I don't worry about you and yours. Take care. Do your thing. I'm going to do mine. And I said, cool. Great. My nigga. Do your numbers. But you crazy for asking for that. Then 2 weeks later, you just bring it up out of the blue. Like, yo, what is this? Like, come on, son. That's corny. But that shit over with. Why are you still bringing it up? And that's what got me on this nigga hills now. Because it's like, bro, I was minding my motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? And you just want some attention off of me now. You want attention off me, but you don't want to get in the ring with me. Like, bro, I got dope, bro. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that man pockets look like. He can have more money than me or not. It don't really fucking matter to me. But at the end of the day, I'm the nigga like, bro, if you talking that shit, let's get it in. Like, niggas ain't gonna come to my block, pop shit, and then walk away, my nigga. You gonna have to throw your hands. You come to my hood and say some shit. So don't get in here and talking this shit and then want to dip and be like, nah, I don't want to battle for free. That's the thing. Mook is fucking. I feel like his pockets might be getting light, and he know how to he's trying to sell a fight. And he's trying to see who gonna put that money up for. Cause you feel me? Like, all right, well, let me see if I could get a fish. I could fish a little bit, see if somebody gonna throw some bread to see if they want to see me and Ars. Let me just bring this shit back up. Because, bro, what other reason are you bringing? Like, can you? What reason do you think he brought that up? You feel me? It's 2 weeks old, dog. Why you bring it back up? That shit dead. Nobody was talking about it. Nobody was blogging about it. None of that. And the day after I battle Lux, you jump on an interview and try to make up a fake. Oh, this really. You feel me? Like, bro, he's fishing.
Yeah.
I feel like he need a check. Like, he trying to do anything to get a check now.
Well, so Oz, let me ask you a question. Is Mook?
You want a check? Listen, bro. I'm a straight boss, my nigga. You want to do something? Come to you, Dub, and we're gonna do it. That's
Well, Oz, let me ask you.
I'm here. I'm listening.
He could have grabbed.
I ain't hear you. What you say?
I'm saying, is Mook a bad businessman in battle rap in the sense, Oz, that he left a lot of money on the table that he could have probably grabbed throughout the years?
You know, I feel like, listen, I'm not going to call nobody no bad, but hey, man, to each his own. I just know by him asking for numbers like that, he'll never get a battle. Niggas will never call his phone for a battle if he's asking for that. You think smacking him going to call him? If he's getting in the interview, tell him, niggas, I need $250,000. Who's going to call his phone? Ain't nobody even going to give him a third of that. So who's gonna call his phone? Like he's taken away from himself by saying shit like that. I'm retired. You feel me? I don't want to battle no more. I really don't. That's my word, bro. That's on everything I love. I'm good. I'm just trying to do the music. But if the right bag does come along, I will battle again. And that's my word as well. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like Floyd. I'm not gonna sit down. If a nigga offer me $250,000, of course I'm gonna do it. But I know nobody offering me $250,000. But guess what? It's big money offers that he turned down that I'm just not gonna turn down. Like at the end of the day, we all got kids, we got families. Like my nigga,
right?
Like you know what I'm saying? You're not that good.
Right.
You ain't that good in life right now to just turn down that money. Like you know what I'm saying? So if you wanna fake and act like that, then that's by any means do your thing. I'm not. Hey, that's your life, dog. What? At the end of the day, me, I'm trying to be for the culture, and I'm trying to help you out. So for me to be a regular nigga from the hood, and I call you and tell you I could bring you 20 grand cash tomorrow, and you turn me down, I don't want to talk to you no more. It's done. We done. Ain't nothing to talk about, my nigga. You got it. You rich, nigga. Don't talk to me. Don't do no interviews.
What do you think about
Mook? I tried to give you 20.
What do you think about Mook also calling out Surf now? What do you think about him calling out Surf also? All of a sudden, he wants to battle. He said he battle Surf also. When Surf get out,
bro, down right now. Like niggas shouldn't even speak on that man's name unless they saying free him. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas shouldn't even speak on Surf's name unless they saying free him. Other than that, don't talk about that man. He locked up. Wait till he get home to say that shit. Don't say you want to battle the nigga and all that shit now. Like son was home all this time trying to get you. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like bro. That shit corny, son. If you don't want to battle, don't battle. And the craziest part about it is, just like that corny ass bar that he said, hypocritical, like a hippopotamus or whatever this shit is. He's so fucking hypocritical. Cause I remember the day he had 50,000 trying to battle Cassidy and was mad because Cassidy turned down 50.
Yeah.
But you turning down,
yeah.
You turning down 75, nigga. You turned down 75. Talking about if you got 70, or you got 75, you got 100. If you got like, come on, son. You a hypocrite, dog. Don't talk to me. I don't have nothing else. After this conversation, I have nothing else to say to that man or about him. I just wanted to get this shit out because the people need to stop believing his hype, my nigga. That man don't want to battle. He does not want to battle. So he's going to continue to do what he's – to continue asking for the crazy number. If Mook want to get in the ring, he'll take 30, 40. Those are realistic numbers. And that's not even – them is crazy numbers. Niggas ain't getting 30. What battle
right.
Do you know getting 30, 40 grand? Come on. Like be serious.
Let me ask you a question about your third round real quick. Your third round against Lux, right?
We definitely like that for that particular event, I told niggas, bro, anybody on that list we would have been able to take care of, bro, because of who I'm telling you. That was my first offer to the man. He turned it down. So that's on him. You know what I'm saying? So let me
ask you real quick. Like your third round against Lux, when you were saying the reason also that you're retiring, was that really how you felt, how you think about the leagues and the contracts and everything? When you speak
yeah,
back,
man, like,
I was like,
on,
damn,
funny,
I'm speaking some real
funny.
Shit.
It's taken away from the culture, bro. It's no league is gonna monopolize battle rap. Once we all realize that, it'll be much better. Like UW not gonna monopolize battle rap. URL is not gonna monopolize battle rap. King of the Dot is not gonna monopolize battle rap. Fucking RBE, Bullpen, fucking none of these leagues are gonna monopolize battle rap. It's too many battlers. It's too many states, countries, cities in this world for one league to own everything. So when you start making contracts and you like Twerk, like New Jersey Twerk, all of these cats, Chess, these young boys, the fucking Prez Mafias, just everybody. The who's the Spanish dude? Team Homie. What's his name? With the chip too. What's his name? Brave. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, bro, these niggas, bro, they can't battle nowhere. Like, you stopping their money. These kids have families, bro. And you stopping the entertainment. Like, people want to see these. Like, that's just like if UFC would have said Conor McGregor can't go box because he's a UFC fighter. No, he can't. He under contract with UFC. He can't go get in the ring. He wouldn't have made that fucking them $100 million that he made. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, because you're saying because you wanted Chess to battle Rad B, and that was
exactly
one of the
like,
reasons
bro,
why that
giving,
didn't
and,
happen.
And Chess was getting his biggest payday. He was getting his biggest payday. His deposit was more than he regularly get. You feel what I'm saying? That's
right.
What I'm trying to tell you. But these kids, they take it's just like. You know, no disrespect to URL, Smack Beasley, none of them. Like, I fuck with them. You know, I was promoting their shit earlier. All that is business at the end of the day. But it's fucking up the culture. It's making, like, it's certain. This is why certain battles don't happen. Like, leagues is running out of battles. This is why you're seeing battles that make no sense. This person versus this person. Niggas like, I don't want to see that. But these are the only two people available because the rest of these niggas is under contract. And they can't do nothing. 10 years in this shit, bro, and I did everything I wanted to do when I wanted to do. And that's why I have the most views. That's why I'm one of the most successful. Because I never gave my fucking my freedom or my ability to do what I wanted to do to nobody. Grind Time wanted me to come out there, I'm gone. King of the Dot wanted me up there, I'm gone. Don't Flop want me there, I'm gone. Ain't nobody gonna tell me no. You can't do that. You can't go get your money.
You consider yourself the ultimate free agent in battle rap, right?
I do.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's why you where you at now. It's why you where. So you say you want to get into you retiring, but does that mean you're going to focus more on bringing more battles to UW? You're going to be behind the scenes trying to build up
the league? Yeah, that's
all
right, bro. I'm trying to build up not just my league. That's not my focus, of course, is my league. But I'm trying to help the battlers. I'm trying to help further the culture, bro. It's not just about – I'm not a selfish dude, and that's what people don't realize, bro. I've never been selfish in my life since a child. I want everybody to win. Everybody, bro. We all doing the same shit. Like, us as battle rappers, we should be making UFC fighter money, bro. We are better than these rappers that's, you know what I'm saying, going out here getting 20 bands a night to spit some shit you don't even understand. We better than them. Look at the shit we do. We perform. I perform 6-7 times a year. I battle, daddy on the phone, okay? Sit down. I battle 6-8 times a year, and I have to bring new material every round. I can't recycle a bar. If I recycle one bar, they're going to be like, oh, you said that. You recycled. You know what I'm saying? If any of us do that.
You get a flame. You get a flame off.
Our job is so much harder. Our job is so much harder than a little Uzi Burks and everybody else. So I take that seriously. I feel like all my peers, we should all be making so much money. But we have to change as a whole. And that's where that third round, when I said that, I said if one hand was washing the other, we all could learn shit. If we all would just team up, URL, UW, King of the Dot, fucking everybody. If we just all work together,
it'll be so much money for everybody, and it'll be so many more opportunities for us to grow. It'll be people reaching out for us to do movies. It'll be people reaching out for us to do commercials, to come perform at halftime shows, all of this. But it's so restricted. Everybody want to be for themselves. Everybody only want their company to win. And that's what fuck everything up. That's what messed everything up, bro.
What do you think? A league like the URL has such a stranglehold is because people think the battle will be more serious than it's on a smaller league.
I can't hear you. Wait, what you say? You breaking up?
No, what I said was, I think what new younger battles because URL has the most, they know that if they get a battle on URL, more people see it because the average battle rapper. YouTube, they're just
supposed to
guys in a better interest.
I mean, hey, bro, at the end of the day, if you're not, I know I'm one of the ones that always bragged and boasted about views, but this is what people don't realize. If you're not the nigga, if you're not getting paid off of the views, what is the point? Okay,
right.
You got a million views on this league, but if the league is the ones getting paid off of it, what's the point of bragging?
Right.
You feel me? I learned that
makes
over
sense.
The years. I'm like, yo, I'm getting all these views on primetime and shit. They ain't paying me for that. You feel me? Until I started my league, and now, you know what I'm saying? Now every product that come out of UW, any battle, not just mine, any battle, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, what's the point? It's. I feel like these kids, do you know what the thing is? A lot of these battle rappers, and this is real, a lot of these battle rappers, and I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, niggas are nobodies. Like, in their neighborhoods, when they was at high school.
Damn,
Aus. Growing
come
up.
Come on, Aus.
Growing up. No,
damn.
Just listen to me. Bro, I'm being serious. Listen to me. These kids are nobody. They're not really popular. Like, you got to look at the people that you're dealing with. And I'm not going to even single nobody out because it's going to look like I'm dissing. But just think of certain battle rappers. Look how they come to the event. Look how they dress. Look at this. Like, you could tell they were nobody until they became a battle rapper. You feel what I'm saying? So they're so focused on just being famous that they're not thinking about the business. They want to show girls, oh, I got a million views. And they know their views are going to get up quicker on URL because URL has the most subscribers. They have the most fans out of all the leagues. But instead of being that nigga that's going to be like, you know what, fuck that. I got to do this for myself. Fuck just being famous to get some ass and shit like that. Like, I'm trying to be the next that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? People don't think like that.
What's your take on the crews that everybody joins the crew now? We're in the era of everybody has to have a click.
Hey, what I say? I've been doing 10 years by myself disrespecting shit, bro. Ain't no clicks, bro. Ain't no clicks. I don't do no clicks. I ain't even really want to do a 2-on-2. I just did that, you know, because it was something that my league didn't do yet. So me and Suge did what we did, and we was great at it. So we did another one. Really, but I don't click. Like, we don't do no clicks. Where I'm from, like, that shit is corny. Like, it's battle rap. Every man for himself. And then most of the clicks, the crazy thing about the clicks is most of the clicks be niggas that unbattled each other. Like, you done disrespected my mom, my kid, and all that, and now we clicked up? Nah. Nah, bro, it don't work like that.
Oh, man. Oz, let me ask
it
you, do you
like
have that itch, though, man? Summer Madness is tomorrow. Do you have that itch at all? Like, damn,
I really wanted to be in attendance, honestly. But the way this hurricane set up, you know, and I live in Miami,
word.
So I had more important things to handle than to be able to go up there. But nah, I'm not. I'm just chilling, bro. I'm enjoying it. I want to just see it. I'm gonna definitely order the pay per view, and I just want to enjoy it. I'm happy that I can actually a big event could be coming up, and I'm not sitting there like, damn, I gotta practice my bars. I gotta go over my bars. Like, that shit is tiring, bro. It's tiring, and I did that shit 10 years, bro. It wears you out. You know, now I'm just going in the studio. I go in the studio and do what I want to do. I can sit in the studio for 14 hours and just chill. I go on my time. I ain't got to battle nobody. I don't got to worry about my career being ended. I don't got to worry about being more witty than this nigga. Like, I go in there and do what I feel. My vibe is what I put on the record.
Mm. Did you feel disrespected? Did you feel disrespected that
a lot of
people picked Lux to beat you?
Nah, I mean, I know. People dumb. People don't understand. People don't understand, man. People don't understand. You know, I mean, I'm always the underdog.
Yo, include yourself. Include yourself in this. Give us a quick Mount Rushmore, but include yourself on it.
Arsenal DNA. Arsenal DNA disaster. Hollow the Don.
You got
hold on, Ars DNA.
You got
a Arsenal DNA. Hollow the Don. And disaster is my Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Okay. I think the reason why he did that, because they have the most battles. They've been the most consistent. They've all battles.
The most consistent. The most battles.
Right,
the most.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody that I named, listen to me. All four people that I named started from either the Grind Time or Smack era and is still relevant and still active and still one of top niggas.
Disaster,
and DNA are the top three views. Still,
okay,
right? Disaster, yes. DNA and Disaster, DNA and Disaster got more battles combined. If you put they two battles together, I don't think nobody gonna catch up to them shits. They both over like 150 apiece. So
only
you know what
just
saying?
On
that,
views
that work that it's not just on views. That work ethic. Then you gotta look. DNA is definitely solidified on my shit because not only did he have 100-something battles himself, but now. He's a 2-on-2 legend. Him and Kayshawn battled. Like, bro, do you see how fast this man writes? I watched DNA write a whole 3 rounds 24 hours before his battle. I watched it.
Damn.
Okay. Austin, what would you say? Check this out. What would you say if I say Tay-Rock is the most consistent battle rapper in the history of the league? He is the most consistent. Is that accurate?
What do you mean?
Meaning that since URL started, since he was battling Shug outside, so right now,
all right,
he's been the most consistent. Every single year, he never took a year off. He stayed on your belt. He kept battling. That's why.
But look. Now you got to count up Tay Rock's battles. Mind you, he constricted himself only to URL for so many years. Tay Rock was only having 2 battles a year for some years, twice. He might battle one Gnome in Summer Madness. You feel what I'm saying? DNA, Disaster, Arsenal. Hollow, we battled everywhere. We went country to country. Tay-Rock might say, like, that's my little bro now. Like, for real, I ain't got nothing but love for Rock. No, nothing bad to say. But I don't know if Rock has a passport. Rock ain't never did Don't Flop. Rock ain't never been out the country to do nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He put in his work, but it's always been URL. And that's what's keeping him out of my Mount Rushmore because he hasn't put in the work that DNA, Disaster, and Hollow and myself has. Because
so
he was restricted to one league so long.
Are you not going to count his battle in Seven City Shark League against Roller?
You're not listening. I understand. He battled three.
I am listening.
He got Roller. He got
right.
me. And
yes.
he got Roller, me, Sharon, and he got Old Girl, right? So he battled on
and
three different
Kaboom,
leagues other than your
Kaboom. And he got Kaboom.
All right.
Kaboom
Lions then. But listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not taking nothing away from Rock. Rock is not on my Mount Rushmore due to the reason he doesn't have as many battles. He has not put in as much work. He's not as consistent. He's very consistent. He's not as consistent as Disaster. He has not had as many battles as Disaster. He has not been as many places as Disaster. He has not battled as many top names as Disaster. He has not battled as many top names as Arsenal. He has not battled as many top names as Hollow or DNA. It's only 4 spots on Mount Rushmore. It's only 4. If there was a fifth spot, Tay Rock would be solidified right there. And that's my word. He would be the next person. But
right,
it's only 4 spots.
No problem. Yo, listen, make sense to me, man.
You understand what I'm
saying?
Like, and now on a Mount Rushmore. Because, like, what have they done? What have they done? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, the pioneer talk. What if somebody say they're going to be on there on the Mount Rushmore on the strength of what you just said, the pioneer talk?
There's no way. Then that's not a Mount Rushmore. You're just doing that because a nigga was around from the beginning. Then you're not. Then you're, everything that Mount Rushmore is supposed to consist of, when you think of statistics, when you think of Mount Rushmore, it's not supposed to just be because the nigga's old and was around for a long time. It's supposed to be the work he put in, the places he's been, the fans that he's gained. Also, not just that, just everything. Like, what he's done for the culture. My spot on Mount Rushmore should have been solidified after I put in all my work on all of these leagues, then started my own league, and we are the one, like, you know what I'm saying? We've been around for 5 years. People started leagues. Leagues came and went. A lot of leagues. No disrespect. But, you know, I've battled on leagues that I don't see doing nothing no more. They might have one event every certain amount of years. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's leagues. You got to be consistent. UW has been consistent. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought we fell off. They thought, oh, after the Hollow Lux battle that we fell off. No, we had different issues. It wasn't because of the money. It wasn't because they charged too much. It was different issues. Everybody know we had as far as a legal issue with the name and the actual Ultimate Warrior when he passed and his lawyers contacting us and everything. Like, everybody know we had those type of issues. So it's not – we didn't fall off. We was handling the business, making sure that our business was right. But when we came back, it wouldn't be none of that no more. You understand what I'm saying? But these are all accolades that none of these other cats have done. But you got to look at DNA. DNA battling real wrestlers on wrestling in front of Bret Hart now. You understand what I'm saying? You can't take that away from him.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Nobody's doing that. You know what I'm saying? Him and Kayshawn did a 2-on-2 on ESPN with all basketball teams or some shit like that or whatever they did.
Yeah,
like,
I think that.
Nobody's doing shit like that.
Yeah.
This is legendary. You can't take that away from nobody. That's putting Disaster. Put me in a movie, bro. Nigga, Disaster reached out and put me in a movie. Like, you know, and you know what's funny? I know Mook going to say he don't care about that movie and all that because he got a movie with Dame Dash or whatever the fuck he got going on. But one thing about it, you know why Disaster didn't call him and tell him to put him in the cast? Because he's a fucking diva. And he told me that, like, nobody wanted, like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. He would have got a call if he was a humble-ass guy. But he think he's better than everybody. He think he's bigger than everybody. That's why he didn't get that phone call for that movie. You feel me? Disaster... Man, Disaster battled almost damn three times, twice, I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying, he made sure, he called me, Arse, you know, I got a little say-so in this movie, I want you to be part of it. He called Ice, he called Big T, he called, like, he was responsible for a lot of us urban rappers being in this fucking movie, bro. Like, when you got that type of power, Disaster had Alki David pay Cassidy all this money. Like, when you got that power,
yeah.
It's power. Certain people don't have power. They just got a voice. Mook don't have no power in battle rap. And that's for sure. He has no power.
I agree with that.
His power is gone. They drained him. He can't say nothing he says goes. Nothing. All he could do is talk his shit and get on these interviews and tell y'all what he want to tell y'all. A lot of y'all make up these stories. Kylie. All right. But
I'm
awesome,
man.
This is important. So... It's like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. That's why you said it. Like, this is real, bro.
No, I know you're telling the truth. And my partner, listen, my partner, awesome. My partner right here, Sean, been vouching for you for a long time. Trust me.
Like, you got to understand, bro. Hollow started with everybody else. Hollow went, I watched Hollow battle niggas on the rooftop in Texas, freestyle. This is all off the top. None of that written. Mook had never freestyled a battle in his life. Mook never freestyled a battle in his life. Mook been writing since he battled Lux.
You know what your Mount Rushmore all have in common, right? Y'all all can go off the top. Y'all are all freestylers. Y'all can freestyle.
Exactly. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You got to understand, though. It ain't even about that. It's just it's how dedicated we really were to the sport. You can't be a vulture like, bro. You can't just be like, if I turn my back on battle rap right now, I'm retired. Mook been gone for a minute, right? You might as well say he retired. He never announced it like I did, but he's been gone for so long, right? Boom. Now, that's like me being gone. Now, say 2-3 years down the line, somebody call me, tell me they want me to battle. And I tell them, no. They tell me, yo, Arse, we got 50,000. We got 60,000 for you. And I'll be like, no, if you got that, you got 100. And I just keep ducking for years and years and years and years. You know what that's going to do? That's going to diminish my legacy. People are going to start looking at me like, bro, you know what? I thought Arse was realer than that, but he's not. I can't rock with him no more. Like that they're gonna take me off of Mount Rushmore. You can't not be active and still be the greatest unless your stats actually state that you're the greatest. Jordan, his stats made him the greatest. He got all them rings. He took his team to the championship. All that. Mook's stats don't make him the greatest. He just started a long time ago. You feel what I'm saying? He just started when it started. But his statistically, what has he done? Enes got more battles than Mook. You feel what I'm saying? Like you can't be the. This is real. You can't be sitting here claiming that you're the greatest. Bro, Jay-Z is one of the greatest. You see how many albums Jay-Z got? You see him. People try to say Biggie ain't as good as Pac, or he ain't the greatest because he only had, what, two albums or whatever. Like, his work, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just stats, bro. It's all stats. You can't be the greatest if your stats don't show it. Or you can't be the greatest if you don't want to show it. I bet you if Jordan was still healthy and can play, he would go play LeBron to show that he can beat LeBron, or try to show that he can't. He not just going to sit out. But statistically, he don't really got to right now. You know what I'm saying? Until Bron pass all of his shit, then what you going to say? People ain't going to be able to say Jordan is the greatest anymore. If LeBron passed Jordan statistically, get her juice. If LeBron passed Jordan statistically in the next 2-3 years, everything, points scored, rings, all that, fucking MVPs, all that shit, how you going to say Jordan the best if this man passed him statistically? You feel what I'm saying?
So how can Mook
or Lux say they the greatest, they the GOATs, and statistically them niggas ain't doing nothing? But like, you got to put it, like how Lux tell me, you got to put it together. You got to put this shit, y'all got to think. Come on, Kylie, this way. Come here, baby girl. Hey. This way. Let mommy put your jacket on. You feel me? So you gotta. It's statistically, you can't be the best. Put your jacket on. Yes, you can. Put it on. You can't be the best. You know what I'm saying? If your stats don't show, that's just what it is. So for all these niggas sitting here, all these Joe Buttons and whoever else said that Mook was the greatest and all of that. You can't. You not. I'm not going for it. You got to prove it. And statistically, bro. Right. And statistically, honestly, statistically, Mook is on stats, battle wise, and where he went. Tell me where else. What other city besides New York has Mook ever battled, bro?
Just NY.
Statistics. My point exactly. So right now, to me, he on twerk level. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow.
He on Dre Dennison level. He on Dre Dennison level. And they battled more than them, and they battled more places than him. Mook ain't never go to Cali and battle for grind time. Mook ain't never battled anywhere. Nowhere. The World Series of Hip Hop, all that World Series of Battle Rap, all that shit. All that was in New York. All his battles have been home. He don't even know what he feel like to be the underdog. For a crowd to be like, boo, when you walk out the fucking out, you know what I'm saying? He don't even know what that feels like. And Lux either. The only reason Lux battled in Jersey twice is because of me. And that's right next door. Right. Like, so how can y'all call these niggas the greatest when they ain't been nowhere? They ain't battled nowhere. They don't know how I feel to stand in front of 500 white boys. 500 white people. No niggas in the building. And take over the fucking crowd. They don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I went to Sweden.
Awesome,
these niggas don't even speak English. You know what I'm saying? I went to Sweden and took over the whole crowd. You feel? These niggas don't know what that feel like, bro. So don't talk that ghost shit to me. These niggas is nothing. They not half of me, bro. They know they don't have, they can't, they don't compare to me. Go get in the car. They don't compare to me. I don't want to talk that shit no more. The niggas ain't on my level. And that's just real. I've done too much for this sport for niggas to even downplay me and take the credit away from me, bro. I've done too much. I've killed too many niggas. I've been too many places. I have way too many stamps on my passport for that. Way too many. I'm at least, I don't even know how many I got. So niggas can't tell me that. These niggas don't even probably have passports.
Oz, man. So, I appreciate Oz. We kind of brushed with time, man. We appreciate you taking your time to rock with us, my nigga. For real.
And now that's real goat talk. That's what y'all need to name this interview. Goat talk. And before I leave, I'm going to say,
sorry.
Damn it. You feel me?
Shout out to you, Oz, for real. You already, brother.
Y'all take it easy, man. Enjoy y'all night. I'm going to do the same, bro. And pray for everybody out there in South Florida and the whole state, man, because, you know, I live out there. And hopefully
facts.
My shit ain't all fucked up when I get back. You know what I'm saying? My prayers out to all the families and everybody out there, man. And, you know, let's for all the battlers, man, that's going to listen and hear this, man, let's get together and do this shit the right way, bro. Stop letting niggas brainwash y'all. It's money to be made if y'all just believe in your talent and stop thinking that you got to depend on one situation to get somewhere in life, bro.
Alright. Shout out to you, Oz, for real.
My brothers, man, y'all take it easy.
Alright.
Alrighty. Hey, it was awesome to Rebel, man. What you thought, brother?
Hey, all he did was articulate everything I've been saying. Like, there really wasn't anything to interject. I did talk about different stuff. Like, it's Mount Rushmore. Because there was nothing he said to me that wasn't true. I agree with everything he said. Except I agree with him when he was like, you know, it's not better than Twerk and Dre Dennis and all of that. That was just him throwing shade at the end, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying the heart of the argument was made absolute sense. I mean, I've been saying it, so he was basically preaching to the choir to me, so.
Right. All right, man, let's talk. I want to talk about the Griselda boys, man. I want to talk about West Side Gunna, Benny the Butcher, and also want to talk about Conway real quick, man. Now, I was late to the party. I ain't going to front, but since the last time me and you shed light on these cats, I think the last time we spoke heavy about them was on Funkmaster Flex. Sean, these are the niggas I'm listening to right now, man. I listen to Conway, West Side Gunna, and Benny the Butcher, man. Are these brothers the new locks?
No.
You don't think so at all?
Can't be the new locks. The locks have 20-year run doing this, man.
Well, the beginning stages of the locks. The beginning stages, sir. The beginning stages.
No.
Nah?
No. No. No, you can't just come out being brand new and just be put in the Hall of Fame, my nigga. That's not how it works. You can't be.
I'm talking about the beginning stages, sir.
You can't be Rookie of the Year and say because you're Rookie of the Year, you're in the Hall of Fame. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about them as a whole?
Where do you go? You know what I mean?
What do you think about them as a whole, though? As a trio,
I like them, man.
They're kind of separate entities, though.
I like them. I'm a big fan of their music, man. I mean, they really educated me on what's going on in Buffalo. I mean, they give me that. The reason why I like them, the reason why they give you that locks feel, the reason why Raekwon fuck with them, the reason why Prodigy fuck with them, let's call it what it is. They give us that golden era 90s New York feel of hardcore hip-hop. That's the feel they give us. So that's why we like them so much, and that's why they resonate. Well, that's why they resonate with me, because they rap. They rap the way rap has always been to me. Lyrical skills, painting the picture, telling the story. I like the way they do it. Talk the floss rap, the hood rap, the street rap. I fuck with it. They like the boom bap beats, the gritty beats, the grimy beats. And they're the total opposite of what's going on in hip-hop today. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't even fit in if there was, like, a BET Rap Awards show and they were there. they wouldn't fit in with none of the guys standing there because they, you know what I'm saying? They would be so different because they'd be like real regular niggas and not on some weird, funny dressing new age shit that the new generation rappers is on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know if that's a negative that we liked it so much because they remind us of golden era 90s hip hop. I mean, let's be real.
Facts.
But if they remind us of that, that's hip hop from 20 years ago. So I don't know if they want to, you know, I don't know if they want to be looked upon that way. You know, they remind us of golden era hip hop. You know what I'm saying? We love Wu, that Wu feel, you know what I'm saying? That box feel, that street feel. That's what they giving us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
I'm fucking with Benny right now, man. I like everything Benny's doing right now. I'm fucking with it, man. The song Change he has with Derringer. Derringer got that fucking, like, the RZA meets DJ Premier kind of feel. I know everybody's big on Conway, as they should. And shout out to also.
I'm very big on Conway.
Too.
I'm very big on Conway. I'm very big on Conway, okay? I'm very big on Conway. Let me say this. I'm a big-time Conway. I like the way he paints a picture. I really like the way he paints a picture.
Yeah, I think everybody gravitated to Conway first, as they should. But I think Benny's making them strides, man.
Okay, so I'm not putting them against each other. I like both of them, man. They both do it for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to, you know. Like I tell people, you don't go wrong with Jada and Styles. Like you can't be wrong whichever one you like since you did a lot comparison. I'm giving you a lot comparison. People, Jada, listen, they got bangers together, Benny and Conway. Like, and just like Jada and Styles got bangers together. And some people gravitate more to Jada. Some people gravitate more to Styles. But that doesn't diminish any one of them. They both paint their pictures in a different way. You know what I'm saying? I fuck Conway and Benny, both of them, hard body.
Do you think it's a competitive nature between the three of them? Because I don't think Westside Gunn really cares about the accolades that much. It seems like he's just rhyming. Not saying he doesn't love hip hop. He's rhyming just to, you know, it is what it is with him. I think Conway and Benny take the lyrical approach more.
Westside Gunn gave an interview and said he wasn't the rapper. He said to this day, people who know him from the streets, they're shocked that he's even rhyming. So he's already put it out there. You know what I'm saying? He's already put it out there that he wasn't the MC first. He was the guy in the background trying to jump this whole movement off. You know what I'm saying? As for Benny and Conway, man, come on, man. These niggas are kidding, man. That shit I like, man. It's the shit I like. You know what I'm saying? The reason why Conway resonate with me is because Conway is telling a true story, a real story. And to hear him, the way he tells it, man, it just... chilling, man. I mean, he could tell that fucking story, man. You know. So I fuck with it. And Benny's just dead nice. Benny's just nice.
Yeah, Benny's nice. Dead nice. Benny's dead nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's what it is. Here's another thing why they resonate. If you look at their freestyles, what beats are they freestyling over, man? They freestyling over the 90s classics. And
their own shit too though. I mean that's when they do freestyles and stuff like that. But
yeah, but when they do
that, they got the in-house producer ready. You know what I mean?
I know that. But I'm just saying when you hear them rhyming over the 90s classic beats, this is why I gravitate towards them because I hear it and it's the era. Westside Gunn in the interview is like, yo, my nigga, I come from Wu. That's what we listen to, Wu all day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So. That's the era that influenced them. So that's why I fucked with them. Because they fucked with the same kind of music I fucked with.
Right. I hope they're here for the long haul, though. Or maybe this climate of hip-hop Is it hard for them to blend in this era of hip hop?
There's no, they can't blend in with these dudes. I mean, come on, man. Conway doing a song with Lil Uzi Vert, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Conway doing a song with Playboi Carti, that does not work. I'm telling you that right now. I heard the new generation dudes. It's different hip hop, man. It's different lanes to hip hop. They're way different lanes. They're doing whatever they're doing. Benny and Conway, they are doing true to the game hip hop. They're doing hip hop, in my humble opinion, the way hip hop always been. Banging beats, spitting, you know, writing to be nice. Like, they're writing to be lyrically nice. They're not writing to just say fuck it. They actually want to be seen as this nigga nice. You heard his verse? You know how many you talk when we hear the song? Come on, like that.
Yeah.
Like, that means something. And you can tell me something though.
I agree. I agree totally, brother. I ain't gonna hold you and shit, bro.
I mean, and here's another thing, right? Here's why they will not work, these new generation dudes. These new generation dudes, some of them stopped rapping and they just started singing. So could you just imagine?
That's right there.
So could you imagine Conway and Benny saying, fuck this, we just gonna sing for a whole album? Travis Scott, listen, Travis Scott and Lil Uzi Vert started off rapping. They now straight up sing. Like they'll barely throw a rap and they'll throw a verse here and there, but they will sing their song. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Right.
Rappers, we don't want to rap. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want to get in the booth and spit some bars. So I think they have a cult following, and I hope that cult following can keep them afloat. I hope whatever Eminem and Paul, I hope whatever Eminem's going with them, I hope he puts the machine behind them and keeps it alive. You know what I'm saying? Because they definitely got fans out there. There's still hardcore hip hop fans out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, as long as Eminem doesn't have to do production, no shade to Eminem beats.
That's not shade, it's the truth.
That's the truth. Side fucking bomb, nigga.
On Nas's album Godson, he has a song called I Carried the Cross. That was produced by Eminem. On Jay-Z's album, The Blueprint, he had a song called Renegade. That was produced by Eminem. On 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying, he had a song called Patiently Waiting and Don't Push Me. That was produced by Eminem. Eminem does not suck on the boards. Eminem can give these niggas gritty, hardcore beats. I'd rather Eminem give them a beat.
How many years ago was Eminem doing shit like that?
RZA produced Cuban Lynx. Have you heard RZA now? He don't sound like RZA from that era. My point is, I'd rather hear Eminem give them
beats. Let's not put the RZA and Eminem in the same conversation.
But my point is this. Let's not do that. I don't want no Eminem beat. At the height of 50 Cent's career, Eminem was lacing them with beats.
At the height of Eminem's career.
Listen to this. First of all, at the height of 50's career, Eminem never fell off. Patiently Waiting is one of the best songs of Get Rich or Die Trying. It's one of the best songs on that album. Eminem produced it. Okay? Eminem produced it. On what? Patiently Waiting. That beat is fire.
Has Eminem made a beat that's fire like that in years that you've heard?
That's fire?
I just don't need Eminem on the boards, my nigga. We don't need that.
All right, to me, that's a side. That's not even. Listen, I would have no problem if they're in the studio with Eminem and Eminem start vibing with the beat. You don't think they could bless it, man? Listen, they bless it. Trust me, they bless it. Them niggas are blessed. Eminem's not giving them no Metro Boomin, Mike Will type of beats. He's giving them boom bat beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would love that. I want, you know, come on, my man. I want them to come up with a project, my dude. I'm going to be happy with it.
But they're not, it seems like they're doing their own thing, though, because West Side Gun got a project coming out with FM Doom. Benny just dropped a song called Changes that he's working on. The Butcher's, what's it called again? I forgot the name of the album. He's got called, pardon me for 1 second. Oh, yeah, Butch on Steroids. And Kylo, he's working on his GOAT album. So it's like, they're all working
there's
on,
no problem,
on different
man.
Projects.
No doubt. Like, Wu all worked on different projects. That's good. Like, the Lox worked on different projects. That's normal. That's normal rap shit. You know what I'm saying? That's normal shit. Mm. I have no, you know, that's all good. That means there's more, that's a variety of shit we can listen to. You know what I mean? I just get all the projects.
Yeah. You get all the projects. Yeah, facts. Facts. Totally agree with that, man. All right, my nigga. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my G.
PSA Podcast. Best in battle rap talk. PSA. Here's a PSA. A lot of you motherfuckers who like, yo, Dre, stick to battle rap. Dre blessed y'all with an Arsenal exclusive. With Arsenal with as clear as day. He made it very clear where it stands with Mook. He made it very clear where it stands with himself. So, yes, PSA Podcast is still got their foothold talking battle rap. Aspect of battle rap is covered. You know we got that sports on lock. Wait till the football shit starts.
Everybody's
gonna hear
it. Oh, man. Tomorrow. Sports. Yes, sir.
All right? We ain't even turned that up yet. Okay? Appreciation's on lock.
Facts.
PSA Podcast, nigga.
Easy.